Remember Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor?
You remember it?
It's hard for me to say, apparently. But yeah, I do remember it. I was there.
What do you mean it's hard for you to say, apparently?
Pearl Harbor.
Say it one more time.
It's a phrase that wasn't designed for British to say.
Scottish.
Pearl Harbor.
You're Scottish.
Oh, sorry, Scottish. Sorry, man. I know that. I know you're sensitive about that stuff.
Yeah, no, I hate when you think that you're British.
I'm British when it's Olympic and when it's Eurovision. Every other day, I'm fuck the union. Fuck the union.
Are you a big fan of DJ Crazy Time?
Women are my favorite guy.
What?
Hmm? What is it? DJ Crazy Time?
You say women are my favorite guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. This is a good
song. I was like, maybe that guy isn't called DJ Crazy Time. Because I don't really know. You met my quote for the song with absolute zero recognition.
I just didn't even hear you say it.
They played at Jonas.
Did they really?
They played at the Bros. You can see the video. That's the video I saw. Yeah, they play the whole song. Sorry, it's been a while since I talked at a podcast or otherwise.
Sure, yeah.
The crowd pretty much has no idea who they are, so they're just like silent.
That sucks. I knew two separate people that were at the Jonas Brothers concert in New York.
All right, you're gonna need to name them.
And.
Oh, I think they, yeah, I saw, yeah, post about that.
You saw
yeah. We're actually,
you don't
we're actually fiancés with each other.
she's dating someone, that's not you.
Yeah, no, I said to her one day, I said, you want to be voice fiancé?
A little bit
again. You want to be fiancé?
What does that mean?
Like girlfriend, boyfriend, but we skip a step.
In a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization, Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Oh my god! Eric!
Stop, don't touch me. What?
Where you been, man?
Here. I haven't left.
Where did you go all these years? Did you get my letters?
I don't think so. Have you written me letters?
Oh, you know what? I just realized that I didn't send you them. Because I was too...
Should I read them now?
I was too hurt. Yeah, I only go read them.
Alright, first one is marked August 3rd, 19. So not really a date. Hey Eric, we've been in this library for what seems like years and 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 yeah, it just says years a lot.
15 pages of years, yeah.
Yeah. And I want you to know that I don't want to be here anymore. So this is why I'm writing this note to you. And then nothing else. It says signed.
Jesus, that
you didn't sign it from you.
Really, really poignant. I clearly put my whole heart into that. I wonder what the next one says, the one underneath that.
Yeah, the next one says August 3rd, 19 again. But it's clearly a different day because it's like a different pen that you're writing with.
Are you saying that I put the date as August 3rd, 19, as in the year as 19, as in it could be anywhere from 1900 to 1989?
Yeah, you just 19, it says.
It's really big. I just put a century.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
Yeah.
Hello, Eric. This is Matthew's father. Please call back. So again, this is a letter, and also written from you, so I know that it's not your dad. It says, hey, can you call back? Matthew needs to talk to you. It's serious. Please, please, it's serious. You have to respond. Please, please. He's gone. Signed. And then again, no name.
Just says signed.
Yeah, just says signed. Yeah.
Well, I guess he forgot. I guess he wrote signed and then meant it. Maybe he got distracted by something.
You did that in the last. You did that in the first one too.
Yeah, I'm assuming so what happened with me was maybe I got distracted by something in another room. Maybe I heard a bird fly into a window and I was like, whatever that is. And I left the room and I came back and I forgot to say it. I'm assuming that's probably what happened.
Do you want me to read the next one?
Yeah, open up the third one.
Yeah, so this one is dated August 2nd, 19. So I assume that's before, that you wrote this before.
A prequel, yeah.
Yeah. It says, hey, Eric, this is Matthew's dad again. So again, it's not before, because the third is when, yeah. This is, hey, Eric, this is Matthew's dad again. He's fine. This is actually just a prequel thing, so don't even worry about it. And then signed.
Yeah, we both just really thought it was cool to do the third letter, make the date be earlier than the second one. And that was pretty much
your
the
dad's
whole
not
idea.
Here.
Conceptually, we just thought that was really funny.
Your dad's not cool here. It's idea. Just you. I know you were just writing them. You were so writing them.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Back to the Future Part 3.
Never saw. I don't think I saw that one.
Well, they're in the Wild
was
West.
Was that the Wild West? Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I didn't see that one. Yeah. I don't want to read these anymore. What's your favorite Back to the Future style time travel ish move?
Probably the jazz hands.
The jazz hands?
I'm doing them, it. I'm doing them.
You're shaking your whole body?
Yeah. I have hand eye coordination, but I do have hand coordination.
Sorry, one more time.
I have hand eye coordination, but
you don't have
only
that,
I do have that, but only the first half.
Well, you have glasses though, so you don't really have.
So
that.
I can coordinate my hands, but I can't fucking see shit. Yeah,
you need help with it because you have glasses, idiot.
You want to know my prescription?
Go ahead.
Well, I guess I don't have it. I don't have it on me, but it's bad.
Why do you think that it was over there?
I thought it was in my wallet. And maybe it is, but my wallet isn't here. So
yeah, all right. You looked over
for
a while.
They give
you
a little card.
You're looking over
for sure. They give you a little card.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mine usually has like a piece of paper.
Yeah, so sometimes I'll just be on the bus and I'll be in like the vulnerable person's like seat. Yeah. You know, for old people and pregnant people and both. Yeah, you know, here's hoping. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, an old person will come up to me and they'll ask, you know, if they can take my seat. And I'll, you know, in the movies, the voices, you're not going to be hearing the voice, I'm afraid.
Sorry. Yeah,
you know, in the movies when there's like an FBI, I mean, ACAP, but, you know, but when they're an FBI agent, they sort of flash their badge.
Yeah, of course.
I'll sort of take out my wallet from my pocket and I'll take out my card with my prescription on it.
Yeah.
And I'll say, I'll just hold it up to them. I'll show them. And they'll see it and they'll be like, I didn't realize. Listen, son, I had no fucking idea. And I'm right. Like, that's fine. Just keep moving.
Why do they think you're government?
Effectively, they don't think I'm government. What happens is they feel bad for me because my eyesight is so poor.
Because you're kind of an idiot, yeah.
Yeah, and they think
that you're like a crazy person that is willing to do anything.
Maybe it would be more effective and have the same effect to just have a card that says, I'm fucking out of my mind on it. Just printed on it. And I show them.
Is this bad to mentally ill people to be making this joke?
I don't know. I guess it's been too long and I don't know what's acceptable anymore to say.
Listen, cancel me for this, but women should be allowed to do whatever they want. Cancel me.
Listen, cancel me for this. But if a woman wants to be in the kitchen, I'm not going to stop her.
Well, yeah. Of course. Cancel me for this?
Go.
Cancel me for this? But everyone should have equal rights.
Oh, okay. Call that one in. Cancel me for this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
If a woman wants to be in the kitchen,
right.
I'll put my arm on her shoulder and I'll say, honey, you can do better.
Well, I don't know about that.
You go study the arts.
You're gonna call a stranger honey?
Honey, you...
I don't know. I feel like maybe change how you approach women. I don't know, man.
Without the arm on... Without that arm on the shoulder. And I'm not saying
hand
on the shoulder.
Without, yeah.
I'm saying arm on the shoulder.
Yeah, full arm.
My upper arm, yeah. Just resting on there. I'm leaning on it.
And like, don't... Yeah, and like, don't call them pet names, I feel like.
Lottie.
Sorry, no, not your. That's not what I mean by pet name. That's just your pet.
Oh, I thought you were asking for a list.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Daisy.
Who?
Daisy, the rabbit. You want to know what happened to her?
What happened to her?
Yeah, no, I guess I can talk about it. It's been, I guess, over a decade now. God, it's, it just feels like yesterday we,
Boring! Get on with it, man.
Yeah, no, that was the whole story. Yeah, I was done.
It sucked.
What, because it didn't have an ending? Or a point? Or a middle?
Yeah, it didn't have anything.
You know what stories do have? A beginning, a middle, and an end?
What are we reading?
We're reading PR Crisis on Infinite Earths. Okay?
It's not that long.
The PA opens the door and Integrity Man enters. From the Sierra desk, Verily Makegood stands to shake his hand.
Nice to meet you, Integrity Man.
Please don't call me that right now.
It's your name.
Just not right now, okay? Integrity Man sits, sulking.
Don't worry, I get it. You, for lack of a better term, eviscerated your entire reputation.
Made a mistake, right? Made a mistake. Let's change the language here. You're a PR agency, for Christ's sake.
That's right. The best damn PR agency in Sinkhole City. Sorry, real quick, we're still in Sinkhole City?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, all right.
So, what do you suggest I do? A few hours ago, I was at the forefront of Super Society, the new face of the Super Sloppies. A living reassurance that despite Superman Ripoff Man's continued efforts, we superheroes are not a long line of feckless degenerates.
Right. You had integrity, right?
That's a good word for it, yes. But now, I'm a laughingstock. Ousted from the Super Sloppies, tarnished by the media, and when my wife gets off her 8-hour flight, divorced.
Not immediately divorced, though.
Actually, we've been on the outs for a while. Paperwork's all filled out. For a few months now, I've been one final straw away from losing her forever.
Then you fear this is it?
Of course this is it. You know I did.
It seems most of the world knows what you did.
So, no need to belabor it. Let's just skip to solutions.
Well, I think a brief recap of your situation couldn't hurt.
Skip to solutions.
Just a quick little summary, so we're both on the same page.
I just don't see there's much point in rehashing what's already been quite humiliating time for me. Let's skip to solutions.
10:32 a.m. today.
Okay.
You open the Twitter app on what you assume is your Integrity Man account.
So we're doing the recap thing? Okay.
But in actual fact, it was the account of your secret identity, at NormalNorman149.
Right.
You can pose a tweet.
Here goes.
I've been thinking a lot about aging this weekend. That's the entire tweet.
No issues. Could have been anyone.
You can pose another tweet.
Plenty of people compose multiple tweets a day. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm secretly Integrity Man.
Whoops. Another Integrity Man snafu. It appears I sent my tweet too early. For a second, I considered deleting it. But if anyone should be standing proudly by their mistakes, shouldn't it be me, Integrity Man?
Anyone can claim to be Integrity Man. There's probably multiple parody accounts that do that on a daily basis. Although I hope not. That would likely sting.
Tweet 3. Each of these sent within a minute of each other, by the way.
No need to point that out.
Why so many shocked emojis in reply to my recent tweet? What? You've never made a mistake before? Anyway, I wanted to continue the point I was making about aging. Running out of room in this one, though. More to follow.
That one doesn't even refer to Integrity Man. It's barely worth mentioning in the grand scheme.
You signed it.
Huh?
You signed the tweet, I am.
Could be anyone's initial Zine McKellen, Adele Dazeem.
Open bracket, Integrity Man, close bracket. Why even include your initials if you were just going to write your full name anyway?
Next tweet, please rip off the band-aid.
Anyway, as I was saying, I used to be an integrity boy. Now, I am an integrity man. I guess I didn't really have much of a point here. Much love, Integrity Man.
And there you have it. See, the media is overreacting. The super sloppies are overreacting. Show me in that string of good tweets any ounce of actual proof that I, Normal Norman 149, am secretly integrity man.
There's one more tweet.
Right. Yeah.
It's a selfie of integrity man. A selfie that's never been posted on the internet.
Anyone can fake a selfie these days. Ever heard of artificial intelligence? Man? Artificial intelligence man? The superhero that can distort reality?
Of course, he's my main competitor.
So, big deal, right? This account could be anyone.
Fellow member of the Super Sloppy's Voracious Reader Girl replies to your selfie. She says, delete this, with 17 exclamation marks.
And that's damning.
Right.
And that's the damning one. But surely this is all on her then, right? I mean, she could have just DM'd me, had some deniability before she blew up my spot like that.
That's true. And maybe she should read a book about how not to be such a fucking idiot sometime. But that doesn't negate the fact that everyone in the world, except your wife, for now, knows your secret identity. And that would be catastrophic for your reputation and your marriage, because...
I mean, we both know, right? Why do we need to rehash this?
Because
integrity man is in a very public, very sensual relationship with milk glass.
Does she even have superpowers? I was never really sure on that.
She drinks a lot of milk.
So, no.
She's misunderstood. But it's over now. I broke her heart. But what else could I do? I mean, my accent. Have you heard it? My life is ruined already. I mean, my entire superpower is integrity. You can't write this shit.
Wait, your only superpower is integrity?
Yes, where the hell did you think I got my name?
How does that even work?
I have lots and lots of integrity.
Until you don't.
Yes, and I'm all out of it. But as soon as my wife steps off that plane and finds out I've been having a public affair, albeit in spandex, I'll lose everything.
Integrity man, I'm going to make you a promise here today. By the time I've worked my magic, no one on this planet will know your secret identity. Least of all your wife.
But how?
For cases as hot as these, I have no choice but to deliver you the nuclear package.
The nuclear package? Not a very reassuring name.
Well, it goes bronze, silver, gold, nuclear. I had to name it something.
Platinum.
I have no choice but to deliver you the platinum package.
Which is?
There's a reason I run the most effective PR agency in Sinkhole City. You see, I have a little superpower of my own.
Oh?
I have the power to rewind time.
Wait. Really?
Really. All I have to do is rewind time to before you sent those tweets, give you a call to briefly introduce myself and remind you to not be such an idiot, explain precisely what would have befallen you if I hadn't intervened, and then you thank me for my service and pay me for the trouble.
Wow, that seems really, really foolproof. But if you knew it was as simple as rewriting time, why did you have to recap everything?
I don't know. Guess it's the sadist in me. So, you're all set?
Well, I guess I'm just wondering why you do all this. I mean, you have the power to rewind time. I really appreciate you helping me, but shouldn't you be using your powers for good rather than profit?
I did use my powers for good. In fact, I devoted the equivalent of decades to using my powers for good. I stopped wars, Integrity Man. I saved altogether billions of lives. But in the end, I realized that no matter how many times I rewound time to redo, warn, and prevent, evil never ends.
Whew, that's a big one. That's fucking depressing.
Nah, don't worry. In a few seconds, you won't remember anything I said. This is my burden to bear.
Barely make good stares off at the ceiling. Decades of untold loss in her eyes.
And my burden alone.
She turns back to Integrity Man.
Alright, shall we get this show on the road?
Wait, what are you charging me?
I don't know, what are you willing to pay?
$17 million.
Wow. Alright, sure, it's a deal.
Oh. Really? I don't really know why I went so high.
Yeah, very generous of you. I would have probably taken a few hundred thousand.
Fuck.
But hey, a small price to pay for reputation, am I right?
I guess.
You ready to do this?
Fuck it. Just get it over with.
She slides her notepad across the desk and hands him a pen.
Just write down your number, I'll commit it to memory, and we're off to the races.
Integrity Man scribbles his number on the notepad. Barely make good stares at it for a few seconds, repeats it several times in her head, and then nods.
Here goes nothing. Pleasure doing business with you, Integrity Man.
Barely claps. Yes! Several hours earlier, Integrity Man is lounging in the apartment of Milk Glass. She's out on a secret mission right now, something to do with drinking milk. He's peckish, so he heads to her fridge. There's nothing inside but milk, milk, milk. He shakes his head, smiling.
God, now that is charming.
His phone starts vibrating, so he removes it from his pocket. The screen says, unknown number.
Ugh, fucking cold callers.
He hangs up.
God, cold callers are so annoying.
Maybe I should tweet about it. He opens Twitter to compose another banger when another call comes through. Again, it's an unknown number. He blocks the number and returns to Twitter. At 10:32 on the dot, he posts the following tweets. Tweet 1. One thing I hate more than anything. Tweet 2. Whoops, another Integrity Man snafu. It appears I sent my tweet too early. For a second, I considered deleting it, but if anyone should be standing proudly by their mistake, shouldn't it be me, Integrity Man? Tweet 3. Anyway, here's a selfie of me, Integrity Man. Anyone got any crime that needs to be fought? Sort of itching to fight crime right now. Alright, peace and love. I am. Open bracket, Integrity Man. Close bracket. The PA opens the door and Integrity Man enters. From the seat of her desk, barely make good stands. She sighs heavily.
Integrity Man?
Not the welcome I was expecting, especially since I had to jump through so many hoops just to meet with you.
That's because I didn't want to meet with you. I never want to meet with you again.
What? We've never even spoken.
Ha! Tell me, how did you fuck it all up this time?
This time?
This is the 19th time you've come to my office for my help.
19? Like the century. 19th? That can't be right.
Oh, but it is. The first time, your case seemed standard enough. You'd accidentally tweeted something from your secret identity's account, and you needed me to rewind time and prevent it. Simple, right?
You can rewind time?
But nope. Apparently, Integrity Man never answers the phone if he doesn't know who's calling. But fair enough, right? I mean, I know I don't answer unknown numbers. So when you ended up tweeting something even dumber and came to me for my help once again, I figured, sure, for $17 million, it's more than worth the trouble.
I was going to pay you $17 million.
So I didn't call you, right? I figured, okay, his Insta DMs are open, so I'll just slide in. But when I explain your situation, you not only don't believe me, but you end up asking me out.
Doesn't sound like me.
Most of the reason you're in this position is because you're already having an affair.
How did you know about that?
Upon my rejection, you took to Twitter and, from your secret identity's account, tweeted, I'm feeling down today, brothers. Today I was reminded that even Integrity Man gets rejected sometimes. Not often, mind you, but sometimes. Here's a selfie.
Great, a banger.
No! How did you even think that was okay to tweet from the Integrity Man account? You're in a public relationship with Milk Glass. What if she saw it?
Oh, she can't read.
But the rest of the world can, including your wife. So your reputation and your marriage was destroyed. And what did I do? I gave you another chance. And then I gave you another chance. And another, and another. I gave you 19 chances. And then, I gave up. Because I get it now. You are irreparably self-destructive. It's in your DNA. No matter how far I rewound, no matter how many fail-safes I constructed, you always eventually found a way to fuck things up. So I gave up. You're beyond help. I will never, ever be rewinding time for you again.
But you tried to help me today!
No, I didn't.
Then who was the unknown number that called me?
I don't know. Probably a cold caller.
Integrity Man's face turns a shade graver.
Those motherfuckers.
Easy. Look, I'm sorry. This is the end of the line for you, reputation-wise. Your wife's almost off that plane, and then your marriage will be over.
But there must be another way. I don't even remember fucking up those 19 times. As far as I'm aware, I haven't fucked up once.
Except today.
I haven't fucked up twice.
I can't help you, okay? But maybe Artificial Intelligence Man would be willing to give it a go. But his patience is even thinner than mine.
All right. I'll do it. I'll call him. Thank you for your 19 consecutive attempts to fix my honest mistakes. Verily make it good. But I'm taking my business elsewhere.
Can you actually real quick, can you... Huh? Sorry, can you put this line right after the thinner than mine?
Yes.
And you wouldn't believe what his hips are.
That is insane way to phrase that. But I bet I can guess. And the worst part is I bet I could guess.
I bet you could guess.
8 months later, Verily Makegood is slumped over the bar at the Fortress of Destitute. 8 months later...
I thought that was where you were going to go with it.
A dive bar whose main clientele is forgotten, failed superheroes.
One more alcohol, please.
The bartender nods, grabbing a bottle labeled alcohol. He pours the viscous liquid into a glass and slides it over to Verily. She downs it in one gulp, which takes several seconds on account of the viscosity. Returning her head to her hands, she hears more than sees someone pulling a stool up beside her. Then, a familiar voice.
I'll have what they're having.
The bartender shakes his head.
Well, I can't recommend it.
Really? It looks very viscous.
That's not typically a good thing.
I'll take two. The bartender shrugs and grabs two glasses. Integrity Man turns to the person on his left. She's staring at him intensely.
Hello?
She recoils.
Oh, God.
She raises her hands to clap. Then she slowly lowers them.
Oh, what's the point? You always come back.
Excuse me? And so Verily explains. She explains how... After continuously pissing off Artificial Intelligence Man in much the same manner that he pissed off her, he returned to the office of Verily Makegood. And after weeks of pleading, he convinced her to give him another chance, adamant that this time, or at least one of these times, he was going to make things right. She explains that, much to absolutely nobody's surprise, he did not make things right. And in one particular timeline, he actually somehow managed to bring about the end of everything, the end of all time. Even when she once more decided to ignore him, he just kept coming back, over and over and over again, and with no way to prove it, even to him, since she was the only one who even remembered any of it, she was forced to rewind time to before she'd even set up her business, and thus, Verily Makegood's PR agency... And newfound purpose in life was no more. There is a long, drawn-out silence as Integrity Man absorbs this information.
So you ended up here. You want to know my story?
You accidentally tweeted from your secret identities account, tarnishing your reputation and your marriage in the process?
Yeah. Bang on, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know, I like to think that mistakes are good in the end. I mean, how are you supposed to learn if you don't make mistakes?
Are you implying that I made mistakes?
Of course.
And what might those be?
I don't know. Not rewinding time to smother me with a pillow, I guess.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Fuck. Maybe I should do that.
No. Verily picks up one of his glasses and chugs the alcohol inside.
So, have you learned anything? Not from your mistakes, but from this whole experience?
What do you care?
Well, I feel kind of awful because I basically ruined your whole shit up. It'd be reassuring to know that some sort of lesson came out of it.
Hmm. You want to know what I learned?
That hit me.
Well... A long time ago, I learned that evil never ends. Pretty depressing, right?
Yeah.
But idiocy?
She gives him a long, hard look.
Idiocy is infinite.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about me?
You do an extended version.
Yeah, I'm doing like the director's cut.
You can keep going the extended.
You ever seen The Office?
Yeah, it's that little show.
With Michael Cranston?
Yeah, with Michael Cranston from New York.
Michael Scranton? Scranton from the show?
Yeah, PA.
PA, represent!
Have you been there?
I'm sort of a Pennsylvania native. I'm sort of a veiny representative, as in I donate blood.
I would never do that.
Is there anything you would donate?
Is it going to a good cause?
It's actually going to a bad cause.
Oh, then yeah, I would donate everything I had.
What's your favorite bad cause? And tread lightly on this one.
I like, for me personally, PETA.
Honestly, pretty good example of a bad cause, because they're like technically charity, I guess, but
they think no one should have pets. They think that just pets are bad.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree that we shouldn't have pets, and that's why just when you said that and reminded me, I picked up Lottie, and I said to her, "Be free," and I opened the door and let her run amok.
Well, you have a fenced-in backyard, right?
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, the Nighthawks.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, there she is.
You got her.
Yeah, she is. She's away.
She's away? Oh,
she's up. She's
she got picked up. Bubbly. She got picked up.
Yeah, the hawk is holding her. Wait a minute. She is riding the hawk.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
From friends to lovers.
Do you think we'll be like that one day?
I think we'll be from strangers to friends to friends to lovers to strangers again.
I think we should be strangers to friends to lovers to you dress up as a dog in my house.
And then you have a date and you bring home the date and she asks you if you live alone and you say that you have a dog. And then you're making out in the bed, and then I come in, and I'm dressed as a dog.
Yeah, and then she freaks out, and then I have to be like, no, don't, like, pretend he's a dog.
Yeah,
pretend he's a dog.
Don't address it.
Yeah, and this is all happening, like, in Swedish or whatever.
Yeah, and Finnish or one of those ones. And just to clarify, this isn't a comedy.
This is not a comedy. This is real life. This is a real life horror time.
If you can believe it, this isn't in jest. This is serious.
If I had to title it, it would be called Good Boy, but not the one from 2003, the one from 2023.
Yeah.
The one from 2003 was a children's movie, and that was a comedy.
You think any parents out there are going to be Googling Good Boy to get the 2003 kids movie, and they're going to find Good Boy from a couple years ago? You're going to put it on, they're going to leave the room.
I haven't seen the movie. It comes out in 2 weeks. But I assume nothing bad happens. Like, I assume they just kind of live with the dog, and then he's like, he's fine.
Yeah. It's like a Clifford situation. Like a
Wilfred situation?
Where he's just a little bigger than normal.
We said two different things.
What every did you dog, say? Every famous dog, their name ends in Ord.
Well, I was going to say every famous dog is either a Clifford or a Wilfred.
Yeah, which one are you, man? Oh, I love this BuzzFeed shit.
I'm Wilfred because I'm kind of like depressed all the time, and I'm like really, really like jaded and nihilistic.
I'm Clifford because I'm big and red. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's nice. Do you ever relate to BoJack Horseman like too much? And I mean in the bad things that he did.
Oh, you mean like you're famous, you're on a popular TV show? That's cool, man. I don't know that about you.
No, I said the bad things.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you clump when you walk.
I choked a coworker when I was high on pills.
Well,
I hate to ask this. I know you're not
supposed I let to the only person who is sober around God. Me and that...
Thank God you interrupted. Thank God you didn't. Yeah, I was going to ask if she deserved it. Go on.
Well, I sort of went on a binge with like someone who was recently sober for a while, and they ended up or whatever the fuck that was.
Jesus, was this a dog?
No, it was a human.
Oh, I just figured just put your horsemen, they're animals, and then you mentioned you had a dog.
There is a dog, yeah, Mr. Peanut Butter.
Oh, is that the one that's in the Good Boy in the movie, in the horror movie?
I'd assume so. He's mostly known for comedies. He's mostly known for comedies.
Oh, another. That's another. People are really going to be surprised when they go to see the movie Good Boy and expecting a comedy with Mr. Peanut Butter, famous from comedies. But then he's actually like sniffing a knife and stuff like that.
Yeah. was he? Did he do that in the trailer?
I skimmed through it.
I don't think he does that, I feel like.
Oh, that must be.
Well, because dogs can't hold knives. Dogs can't hold knives.
Well, canonically, he's a human in it.
Well, let's pretend that he's a dog.
Shit, so sad.
Yeah. I also just like, I don't treat my friends well or like my family was bad. You know.
I'm starting to think BoJack was based on you, but then they added the famous part.
I could be famous. Infamous.
See, it still counts because it's still in the word.
That's what I always say. There's never been a bad person who was infamous.
Name one.
The guy from Jonestown, the Jonestown cult.
He's a good
guy, probably, right?
Read the book about him, Jim Jones.
Marsden. Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't Kool-Aid.
What was it?
I can't remember. It was like an off-brand Kool-Aid because they couldn't afford Kool-Aid. That was the whole point. Of course, afford like food and shit. So they were like,
"Did you know?
Let's die."
Did you know Jonestown, like the cult, had a basketball team that was traveling playing basketball during the time of the of the event?
Hell yeah! The like son was in there. He was b-balling.
He was b-balling.
I think that's why he didn't die because he was just he was out. He was b-balling. He was hitting the. He was hitting the ring.
Well, yeah, because they were in some other state.
Yeah, he was like boom, 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 boom. He was like boom. Sorry, yeah. And I'm not that familiar with basketball. It's been a while since I played it or watched it. But he was, if I could, yeah.
Who's your favorite team?
I could just imagine boom, 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 and then like if when you're coming up and you come, he was coming up to like swish it to you know when they swish it in basketball.
Yeah,
he'd be like shush, and he would say that. My favorite basketball team is probably the Jets.
Football team or hockey team. So
fuck.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books. Because of the library thing. Yeah.